Murrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks back with you here at Auburn High School. We welcome you back to an extended halftime program as we have in the homecoming coronation. If you missed it earlier when we announced it, they have crowned the king and queen. The queen is Lexi Jansen, and the king is Carlito Holtus here for the 2025 homecoming royalty at Auburn High School. Lots of other sports going on this weekend. We'll have lots of coverage for you and all around southeast Nebraska. Right now, the Husker women are playing Penn State. Looks like Nebraska up, what do we got, 9-3? I'm trying to read that in set number one. Nebraska leading Penn State 9-3 in set number one. That's going on tonight at Penn State. Football tomorrow afternoon, of course, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers hosting Michigan State. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll have live coverage for you right here on KTNC beginning 2 hours before kickoff. We'll join the Husker Sports Network at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Again, that's a 3 o'clock kickoff at Memorial Stadium, and you'll hear all the play-by-play live right here on KTNC. Also around the area tomorrow afternoon, it's homecoming for the Peru State Bobcats. They're hosting Clark University. That is a 2 o'clock kickoff. Yours truly is going to have the honor of leading the homecoming parade tomorrow with my American Legion buddies from the Tracy Bates Post 370 in Elk Creek. We're going to be presenting the colors and leading the homecoming parade. We also have the honor of presenting the colors before the playing of the national anthem out on the field. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff, so I'm looking forward to getting back to Peru State's homecoming. Chance to see some of the old college buddies that show up once a year. And the one thing I find strange when I go back and see the guys I went to college with, some of those guys are in their mid-70s now. And we used to be about the same age when we were in school, though.
And always a good time, you know, to go back and see some friends. You know, Peru State right down the road here from Auburn, but, you know, a close-knit school. All the students there really close, you know, and keep in touch with each other throughout the years.
I think sometimes people around southeast Nebraska, obviously we all follow the Huskers, but I think sometimes they overlook the fact that there's some pretty quality football being played right here in Nemaha County over Peru, and we'd encourage you to maybe take a radio along, or I guess now you can take your phone with you and watch the Huskers and watch the Bobcats all at once. Again, that's a 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow afternoon, homecoming at Peru State with Clark University. The parade, the big homecoming parade, starts at the top of the hill at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and ends up on Main Street in downtown Peru. So lots of festivities taking place there. We've got time for another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action coming up. Our halftime score, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers 21-0. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to our KTNC Game of the Week. 1:58 left here in the halftime. Auburn leads Fall City 21-0 at halftime. Our KTNC Game presenting sponsor is F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's at F&M Bank down in Fall City. And Randy, these games really wouldn't be possible without all of our sponsors. We enjoy doing what we do on Friday nights, but it's our sponsors behind the scenes, our color man down there in Fall City, Aaron, who kind of keep the show running. So special shout out to a few of our game sponsors tonight. Matt Kirkendall, State Farm Agency down in Fall City, Auburn State Bank, Arbor Manor Steakhouse, Fall City Family Practice, and Meyer Arp Chevrolet here in Auburn.
And we want to remind all of our Auburn and Fall City fans that we'll have both Bulldog and Tiger football for you coming up again this coming weekend here on KTNC. I will be in Syracuse with the Fall City Tigers next Friday night. Dylan, you're going to be on the road with our buddy John Nixon traveling out to Fairbury with the Auburn Bulldogs. So we're going to have both Auburn and Fairbury on the air. The sunny 101.3 game will be Auburn at Fairbury here on KTNC. We'll have Fall City at Syracuse.
And a reminder to all of our listeners that you can hear tonight's game and all of our broadcasts on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC on your phone by downloading the FSC Radio app from your favorite app store. That's Android or iPhone, Apple products. Download our MSC Radio app.
This halftime program has been brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're ready to kick it away and move to third quarter action. Handling the kickoff duties for the Bulldogs here is Cameron Becker. He comes forward, a driving end-over-ender. The ball bounces at the 20. Picked up by Wilkerson at the 20 to the 25. Turns the corner and taken down around the 22 or 3-yard line. That's where the Fall City Tigers will begin their drive, first and 10. Tiger volleyball off to a rousing start. They've got Penn State down 18-5 in set number one. So the Huskers not having any problems with being on the road, apparently, at least to start here.
Now 19-5. It's going to take a really good game from somebody to beat the Huskers this year.
All right, here come the Tigers over the football. They'll begin this drive trailing 21-0. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Blakely Sells is the quarterback. He'll put two receivers to the left side of the field. Wilkerson sets in the backfield behind him. Bauer sets to his right. Hand the ball to Wilkerson. Wilkerson ducks into the middle. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, then fights his way forward for a couple of hard-earned yards. Got the ball across the 30, out to the 31. Give him a gain of 2, and it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go.
Cover there on the stop for the Bulldogs. And one thing the Bulldogs have done well tonight is they've made Fall City work for their yards. No big plays for Fall City. They've had to get 2, 3, 4 yards at a time.
Second down and 8 now at the 31-yard line on the left hash mark. Tigers are moving north to south from our left to right. Blakely Sells is the quarterback. Jayton Wilkerson is the single setback behind him. Wide receivers to either side of the field. Now Bauer sets in a slot to the right. They run to the left, pitch it back to Wilkerson. Oh, nothing doing. The defender was there waiting for him. Just as soon as the pitch came, while waiting there was Shane Hanley waiting for him.
You know, and Fall City ran that play earlier where they brought their tight end off the line and back to the other side of the field. Then they ran that quick option to the short side of the field. What happened there that didn't happen the first time, the linebacker didn't commit to the quarterback. He went for the running back, and the early pitch from Sells led to a loss of yardage.
Loss on the play of 2 puts the ball back to the 29-yard line. It's third down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. Blakely Sells in the shotgun formation. waiting for his snap from center. Sells has the snap. He's back to pass. He's got time. Goes to the left sideline. Oh, he was looking for Jacoby Bangard, I think, but the pass was just off the mark and falls incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down and 10 punting situation now for the Fall City Tigers.
Not something you want on your first possession of the second half. You know, you had two, three possessions there at the end of the, or in the first half that ended either in a turnover on downs or a turnover. So a quick three and out for Fall City.
Sacred Heart is tied 8-8 after one quarter with who are they playing? Elmwood Murdoch, is it, I believe? Not sure who's down there. All right, here's the punt. The punt is away, and it's going to bounce at the 40. Inside the 40, it's picked up. Coming forward with the football to the right side, across midfield, the 50, the 45, down to the 40. On the return was Lane Jones. Jones, just a sophomore. He grabbed that thing at the very last instant. I think that's the kind of thing that makes coaches nervous until they pick up 15 or 20 yards, and then you're happy with it.
And it looked like he came down funny there on the tackle. Neat felt, he grabbed him, and he kind of pulled him down. Jones is down there on the field about the 45.
Yep, he's been shaken up. He decided to sit down out here, so we're going to have a timeout taken for the injured player. 10-14 to play here in the third quarter, 21-0. Auburn leading Fall City. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We'll have a Husker volleyball update here for you shortly. First down and 10, Auburn Bulldogs, the football, at the just outside the 41-yard line. They take the snap. Wenzel turns, gives off to his running back, trying to turn the corner at the left side at the 35, at the 30, and taken out of bounds carrying the football is Clayton Brown. Dylan, you've got a first set score here, Husker volleyball.
Husker volleyball with the dominant first set win 25-6 for the volleyball team out at Penn State. That's a Penn State team, you remember, that beat the Huskers last year in the national championship.
I want to say it too. 25-6 over Penn State. 25-6, Dylan. That's over Penn State. Hope that continues. Here we go. First down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Bulldogs with the football leading 21-0. Quarterback Brenton Wenzel in the shotgun has the snap. Wenzel hands off to his running back, stumbles and goes down immediately, was Clayton Brown. Brown lost his footing as soon as he got the football and never really got started.
Chase Simpson will be credited with the tackle there, but like you said, that tackle really happened by about the 32-yard half.
Did I mention 25-6
25 to 6.
That's what I thought. Here we go. Loss on the play of three. Puts the football back out to the 34-yard line. Concentrate on football, Randy. Second down, 20. The second down and 14 yards to go. Wide receiver wide to the right. Wenzel is in the shotgun formation. Puts Brown in motion to the right. Wenzel sets in the pocket. Now throws out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. Making the catch is Tabor Rademacher. Rademacher still on his feet. Now finally knocked down near the 20-yard line. Rademacher was just picking him up and laying him down, running through people until he finally got knocked off his feet there.
Chase Simpson on the stop for the Tigers, and Rademacher ran a long ways across the field, but not a ton up the field. That'll bring up third and short here.
All of that running didn't get a first down out of it. Third down and one, the ball at the 21-yard line. 8:59 to play in the third quarter, 21-0, Auburn on top. Brenton Wenzel has Lamb set behind him as a single setback. Gives the ball to Lamb right up the middle for first down yardage. He's inside the 15 near the 14-yard line. Graven Lamb, 195-pound junior, running tough.
Quick scoring update from over in Missouri in our game on Sunny 101.3. Tied at 8 after the first quarter between Mound City and East Atchison.
Okay, that's the one that's tied at 8. Thank you. Here we go, first and 10 now at the 14-yard line. There's the snap. Give the ball to Lamb. Lamb runs to the right side. He fights his way down inside the 10. He'll have a gain of about 5 on the carry. And it should bring up second down and 5 yards to go with the football just inside the 10-yard line.
for Auburn doing really well. They started on the Fall City side of the field this time. We know that they had success with that last week, and here they are again knocking on the door.
Clock running with 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Single setback is Draven Lamb behind the quarterback, Wenzel. Wenzel has the snap, gives to Lamb. Lamb runs off the left tackle, tries to turn the corner, dives inside the five, down near the three-yard line. It'll be enough for a first and goal. Around the two or the three is where they'll spot it. Auburn already up 21-0 here, trying to maybe open this thing up with 7:44 to play in the third quarter.
And other C1-1 action down in Fairbury. Wilbur leads the Jeffs 3-0, 7:46 left in the second quarter.
All right, at the three-yard line, it's first and goal for the Bulldogs. Wenzel has Lamb set behind him. Turns, gives the ball to Lamb. Lamb right into the middle. Pushes his way forward, and he's in for the touchdown. I believe that was a three-yarder. The ball was at the three-yard line. Three-yard run.
And really nothing the Tiger defense could do there. Auburn gained about 6-7 yards per run, and they kind of ran it at the Tigers there. Puts them up 27-0, here with 7:23 left in the third quarter.
All right, we'll have the try for the conversion now. Cameron Becker is 3-for-3 tonight so far. Ball is down. Becker's kick is on the way, and this one sails off to the right and is no good. Did not get there. The conversion failed, and our score stands 27-0 with 7:23 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds.
You're listening to High School Football on KTMC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
That one by the Auburn Bulldogs took seven plays to cover 41 yards, capped off with a three-yard touchdown run by Draven Lamb. The conversion attempt failed. The score stands 27-0 with 7:23 to go in the third quarter. Dylan, you mentioned that is four possessions in a row, four touchdowns in a row for the Auburn Bulldogs.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha ArmConnect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, your family, your farm, and your future.
Cameron Becker tees the ball up at the 40-yard line, getting set to kick it away. Got a different man back there deep this time. Tanner Jackson, a sophomore, is the deep man on the far side. Here's the kick. And it's going to go to Wilkerson. He fields the ball at the 18, is to the 20. At the 25, turns the corner, 25, 30, across the 30. And finally taken out of bounds. Not a bad return there by Wilkerson, as he's got the football out near the 34-yard line. That's where they'll start this drive, first and 10, trailing 27-0 with 7:17 to play in the third quarter here at Auburn.
Rademacher did a good job of kind of holding his lane there, holding contained. Didn't let Wilkerson get the outside, so a good return, but, Rademacher has to have the stop there for the Bulldogs.
At the 34-yard line, Tigers football first and 10, left side hash mark. They move from left to right, from north to south. Tigers come over the football. The quarterback is Blakely Sells. He's got a single setback. Wilkerson behind him. Sells is back to pass. Pressure's there. Sells scrambles to get away from one defender. Now he's going to have to hurry. Throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted at the 37-yard line. Making the interception for the Bulldogs was Lane Jones. And, boy, that's the last thing you needed to happen. Got a flag down?
We do. Looks like maybe an illegal chop block. It looked like the back came through. We'll see.
That will obviously be declined with the interception.
Yeah, block below the waist.
Yeah, penalty will be declined, and the interception by Lane Jones will give the football right back to the Bulldogs. And this is a Bulldog team, as we mentioned a minute ago, who has scored touchdowns on their last four possessions.
And for Fall City, you've possessed the ball twice this half. a three and out, and then now a first play interception, you give it right back to the Bulldog offense.
Short field for the Bulldogs. They take over first and 10 at the 35-yard line of the Tigers. They're on the west hash mark, in from the left side, moving from right to left, from south to north. Quarterback Brenton Wenzel puts a man in motion, Rademacher, out to the right. Wenzel wants to throw the ball deep downfield, and the pass batted away. Pretty darn good defense down there on the part of the Fall City Tigers that time. The intended receiver was Wyatt Tanner. And who was that back on defense?
That was Kate Cottle. And if you remember right, he's the one that got beat on that last play of, or one of the last plays there of the first half, that long touchdown pass. Much better defense there.
Now, Cottle was right there where he needed to be to put the stop on that one. So the pass falls incomplete, brings up second down and 10 yards to go. Again, the ball at the 32-yard line of the Fall City Tigers, between the 31 and 32. As Wenzel puts a man in motion, that's Brown, turns, gives to Lamb. Lamb runs right straight up the middle, fights his way inside the 35, down to about the 33-yard line. Looks to have a gain of around 4 on the carry. Now they're going to give him about 3. It'll bring up 3rd down and 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Looks like Brock Neitz out there on the stop for Fall City, and we've seen Auburn do this a couple of times tonight. Take your shot on first down, and then 2nd, 3rd, 4th down, we're just going to run it right at you.
27-0, Auburn on top, 6:35 to play here in the 3rd quarter. Tabor Rademacher goes wide to the right side, Galicia wide to the right. In motion goes Rademacher out to the right now. They turn, give the ball straight forward. Nothing much there that time for Clayton Brown. Tiger defense was waiting for Brown, the sophomore running back. Dropped him for a loss on the play, back out to the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th down and 8.
Chase Simpson was right there in the backfield for the Tigers, and the Bulldog running back went to cut it back there, but there was nowhere to go. Chase Simpson was right there.
Well, leading 27-0 here with 5:58 to go in the 3rd quarter on 4th down and 8, the Bulldogs are going to go for it. They'll put a receiver to each side, single set running back to the left side of the quarterback, Wenzel. Wenzel calls his count. Lamb goes in motion to the left. Wenzel wants to throw the ball out to the left side. Pass is going to be complete. Making the reception is Jones. Jones spins around. He'll have the first down yardage inside the 20, down near the 17 or 18-yard line. Lane Jones, a sophomore, with the reception.
On the stop there, Kaysen Davis, the freshman who's been forced into action this evening. Bulldogs going to go quick.
First down and 10 for Auburn. Line of scrimmage is at the 17-yard line. Two receivers left. Rademacher in motion to the right. Wenzel has the snap. Turns, gives the ball off to Brown. He runs off tackle to the right side. Inside the 20, inside the 15. Down near the 11 or 12-yard line is where they'll mark it. He'll have a gain of 6, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 4 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Looks like we got a player down on the field for Auburn.
All right, we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to our KTNC Game of the Week presented by F&M Bank and Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus.
Well, Clayton Brown, the player that was shaken up, the good news is he got up and left the field under his own steam here, so we hope he's all right. Second down and about 4 yards to go now. The football is at the 12-yard line. Brenton Wenzel, the quarterback, is calling his cadence. He has the snap. He throws the pass out complete to the right side. Making the reception is Tabor Rademacher, and he's wrapped up right at about the line of scrimmage. Not sure if he had much of a gain there at all. It'll bring up 3rd down. Pretty good defense on the part of the Tigers.
Great coverage there for who else but that Jayton Wilkerson. And we've seen his speed on display on both sides of the ball tonight. Did a great job of getting the hit there.
Jayton Wilkerson, a name we haven't called much this year. And all of a sudden tonight, he's forced into action and playing well here for the Tigers. 3rd down, 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 12-yard line is where they mark it. Snap the ball to Wenzel. Here gives a handoff. Running to the left side. It's a race to the corner at the goal line and in for the touchdown. Trying to pick up who that ball carrier was. Oh, he got took a beating from one of his teammates in the celebration there. That touchdown carry was by Tabor Rademacher.
And Rademacher had a convoy out in front of him. I think he had four Auburn offensive linemen out in front of him with, you know, blocking. And, man, he was able to walk that one in. Not much contest.
Tabor took a pretty good hit from one of his teammates in the celebration. Got knocked to the... knocked to the ground down here in the end zone. All right, the try for the conversion. Cameron Becker into kick. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is good. Becker got it. And with 4:12 to go here in the third quarter, our score now 34-0. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
That Bulldog scoring drive took just seven plays to go 35 yards. Tabor Rademacher carried in for a 12-yard touchdown run. Score coming with 4:12 to go here in the third quarter. Cameron Becker kicked the conversion. The score now 34-0. Bulldogs on top again with 4:12 to go in the third quarter.
We'd like to thank our scoring drive sponsor, Tasha Arm Connect and Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Cameron Becker ready to kick the football away. Janner Jackson on the far side. Ball is going to be picked up by Wilkerson at the 20. And at the 25, he slips. Feet went out from under him and goes down at about the 27 or 8-yard line. Tigers will take over there, first and 10. Trailing now 34-0 to the Auburn Bulldogs with 4:09 to go. And you mentioned it a minute ago here, Dylan, five straight possessions, five straight touchdowns for the Auburn Bulldogs. They've got the offense clicking right now.
And for Fall City, your last four possessions have went turnover on downs, interception, punt, interception, just four plays this half.
Let's see if the Tigers can get something rolling here. First and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Tigers come over the football. Blakely Sells is the quarterback. He's all alone in the backfield with a spread formation. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. In the stepped up into the pocket. Now he's going to throw the ball downfield. He's got a receiver. Pass complete at the 40-yard line. Gavin Bauer pulls it in. Bauer makes the reception. They're going to spot him all the way down to the 36-yard line. Big pass play there, and that's what the Tigers needed, a little spark.
And really not bad defense by Draven Lamb. He was right there, but that pass was placed where only Bauer was going to catch it.
All right, first and 10 for the Tigers at the 36-yard line of the Bulldogs. Fall City trailing 34-0, 3:52 to play, third quarter. Back to pass, Blakely Sells rolls right. Sells has got pressure coming now, chase it. He'll get rid of the ball and just throw it away here to avoid the sack, and it'll be an incompletion. It'll bring up second down and 10 at the 36-yard line.
And what you're seeing Fall City do here is kind of spread it out and starting to throw it around a little bit. We know last week Wilbur gave up those two passing touchdowns. Fall City moving away from the run and towards the pass.
So spot the football at the 36-yard line, second down and 10. 3:43 showing to play in the third quarter. We're in Auburn tonight. Auburn's 2025 a homecoming football game here this evening. Had Royalty crowned at halftime. We'll mention them again here in a minute if you didn't pick that up. Second down and 10 at the 36. Sells looks at a five-man defensive front defensively by the Bulldogs here. Has a single setback, Wilkerson behind him. Here comes the blitz. Steps up. Sells in trouble. He's going to be dropped for a loss. Back outside the 40 near the 42-yard line.
Becker there on the sack for the Bulldogs. And one thing you're seeing Auburn do here is they're bringing a lot of pressure. They're bringing one or two linebackers every play. Sells is going to have to get rid of it quick if, you know, you're trying to block six guys with five linemen.
Loss of five on the play. Third down and 15 yards to go now for the Tigers from the 42. Back to pass is Sells. Got some time. Now the pressure breaks down, the coverage breaks down, pass downfield, pass incomplete, down near the 15-yard line, nearly intercepted. His intended receiver was Jayton Wilkerson. Got a flag out there?
Got a player down for Fall City here.
All right, a player shaken up, so we will step aside for 30 seconds.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we still have time out on the field for the injured Fall City player. You know one thing that has surprised me that we have not seen tonight? We haven't seen an official timeout to water these kids. You want to try and keep them hydrated out here. I'm hoping this is just a cramp we're looking at. They're helping the player to his feet. Let's see who it was that was shaken up over there for Fall City. Oh, Blakely Sells. That was Sells. And he's going to leave the ball game limping a little bit. I'm hoping that's just a cramp. But you'd think in this kind of heat, it was still 80 degrees here when we checked a moment ago. This kind of heat, let these kids get watered, maybe give them an extra timeout or two. All right, a punting situation now for the Bulldogs with the ball at the 41-yard, or for the Tigers with the ball at the 41 of the Bulldogs. Waiting for the snap from center. It's a high snap. He went up and got it, got the punt away. Ball is going to bound at the 15, roll inside the 15. Oh, it was touched there for a moment by a Bulldog. That was a dangerous move there on the part of Lamb. Lamb almost looked like he got confused and was just trying to touch the ball down. Now he's sitting on the turf here.
I think he did recover it, though, so at least he held on to it. That could have been a disaster there for Alvin.
He looked like he was just going to touch it, and they're got a flag back up field here back at the line of scrimmage, waiting for the white hat to turn his attention to the press box and give us the indication. Personal foul is going to be on the Bulldogs.
Personal foul, face mask on Auburn, so that'll be a 15-yard penalty. That'll give Fall City the ball back.
Yep, they should have first down.
While they're marking it off, a quick scoring update, another C11 action. Randy, how about this? Down in Fairbury, the Jeffs leading Wilbur 6-3 with 3:01 left in the second quarter.
That doesn't look like the Wilbur team we were watching, does it? Surprising there. Fairbury has had their struggles this year, and for them and Wilbur to be having a competitive contest, they're going to march off the 15 yards here. What's the latest on the Husker volleyball? They took set 125-6.
Husker volleyball leading set 2-18-9 right now, 19-9 after that kill.
Looks like the Huskers. Lady Huskers showed up to play tonight. Let's hope it carries over to Rutgers tomorrow night. Here we go, first and 10. Tigers get a reprieve there after that penalty. The ball is at the 27-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers. Who's in at quarterback? Waiting for the snap from center. They turn, give the ball off to Wilkerson. The quarterback is Jacoby Bangert now. Bangert, 184-pound junior, has moved to quarterback.
And it's one of those frustrating things for Fall City with having that limited depth is now you lose one of your best receivers because you got to move him back to play quarterback. Now you got someone in there at receiver who hasn't played.
Yeah, trying to find Blakely Sells. He's up walking around, but he's got his helmet off. I hope that's not a rung bell there or something. That's all right, second down, 7 yards to go at the 23-yard line. Quarterback is Jacoby Bangert. Wilkerson set behind him as a single setback. Wide receiver wide to the right. Bangert has the snap, turns, gives to Wilkerson right into the middle. He's got some running room inside the 15. He'll have first down yardage. Nice job of running the football by Jayton Wilkerson, 141-pound running back. Pressed into duty here with the injuries, and he's moved the ball down to the 12-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Tigers.
Rodemaker on the stop there for the Bulldogs. And for Fall City, you know, you've been gifted that free first down, that penalty. You really want to punch it in here and get some points on the board.
Blakely Sells is sitting on the end of the bench with his helmet off down here all by himself. First down and 10 at the 12-yard line. Jacoby Bangert is the quarterback. Banger calls his cadence, has the snap, turns, gives no fakes to Wilkerson. He wants to throw the ball rolling right. He's got room to throw, and the pass falls incomplete down near the goal line. The intended receiver down here for Fall City, he was trying to find Bowdy Jones, and the ball came up, falls incomplete right at the goal line.
And not a bad play there for Fall City. They gave Banger plenty of time to throw there, and for Sells, unfortunately, looks like his night might be done.
Yeah, the way he's sitting down here on the end of the bench with the helmet off, one of his teammates sitting here visiting with him, that might be it for him tonight. All right, second down and 10, the football at the 12-yard line of Auburn. This is the deepest penetration into Bulldog territory the Tigers have seen. Banger gives it off to Wilkerson, running to the right. Dives inside the 10, down near the 9. He was wrapped up, could have been caught for a loss pretty easily.
Shane Hanley on the stop there for the Bulldogs. And, you know, for Auburn, this drive's really more of a pride thing. You know, putting up a zero on the board on the defensive side of things is something you always like to do and see. So expect them to, you know, do whatever they can to keep Fall City out of the end zone here.
Time winding down here in this third quarter, 52 seconds to go in the third period. The football is spotted at the 9-yard line. Third down and 7 yards to go. They come over the football. Bangert is the QB. Talks to Wilkerson for a minute. Bangert has the snap. He's going to run the ball himself to the left. Flag is thrown. Bangert tries to turn the corner. He's inside the 10, near the 8, and taken out of bounds. And we've got a flag down on the play. Let's have to wait and see what this is. 29 seconds left to play here in the third quarter, 34-0. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers.
Looks like a holding penalty on Fall City. Going to put them back, you know, 10 yards here. And just frustrating. Every time you've had the ball down there, and each time you either have a penalty or you can't move the ball and you get stuck.
When's the last time you had a good-looking Auburn cheerleader come and see you during the broadcast? My 8-year-old granddaughter just stopped by all decked out in her cheerleading outfit. Grandpa's always got time. Worked out well. We had a penalty flag thrown when she got here. Penalty puts the football back out to the 19-yard line. It's going to bring up third down, 17 yards to go from the 19. So a big third down play here if the Tigers are to try and get some points on the board. Waiting for another scoring update here. Last time we looked, it was 20-10. I believe the Huskers were up there in set number 2. We'll watch for that final score of this set. Third down, 17 yards to go from the 19. Banger back to pass. Whistle sound, flags fly before the play even gets underway. A procedure penalty is going to be called against the Fall City Tigers. Latest scoring update, 21-13. Huskers leading Penn State. That's the end of the third quarter here at Auburn. We'll take a 1-minute timeout.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, along with Dylan Henricks, we've got one more quarter to play, a fresh 12 minutes up on the board. Our score, 34-0, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Falls City Tigers. It's homecoming week here at Auburn High School. At halftime, we have the coronation of the King and Queen. The Queen was Lexi Jansen, and the King is Carlito Holtis. That's your royalty for 2025 here for Auburn's homecoming.
A C11 halftime score down, and Fairbury, the Jets lead the Wolverines of Wilbur Claytonia 6-3 at the half, and Nebraska volleyball up 24-14 in the second set, looking to put this one away, and
took the first one 25-6, so All right, third down, 22 yards to go now for the Tigers. When we go back to live action here, Jacoby Bangert is the quarterback. The running back is Jayton Wilkerson behind him. Line of scrimmage is at the 24. Calling a starting count. Bangert wants to throw long. Bangert sets. Now dumps the ball over the middle. Pass tipped around. Intercepted. Back inside the 15. On the return. Out to the 20. 25. Out to the 30. 35. At the 40. Wrapped up and dropped at the 40 is Crew Galicia. Galicia with the interception. He caught that ball down inside the 10. Got about a 30-yard return out across the 40. He'll put the ball to the 41-yard line, and boy, things are going the way of the Bulldogs right now.
And that was really good focus there on the interception. That thing got batted around 2, 3, 4 times.
Well,
before
it looked like a volleyball game down there. Everybody was tipping the football.
Speaking of volleyball, the Huskers take the second set 25-15 over Penn State.
That's just incredible. I'm not shocked, but I'm surprised. First down and 10 at the 41-yard line. Bulldogs with the football. Back to pass. Wenzel throwing deep down the left side, and the pass is going to be caught inside the 30. Making the reception down there is Tabor Rademacher. Rademacher, 150-pound junior receiver. Great job. He had to come back to the football. It was actually a little bit underthrown, and that worked to Rademacher's advantage. He was able to come back away from the defenders and make the reception.
A huge 31-yard pass there for Auburn, and they're driving again. Auburn, if you remember, four straight possessions with four touchdowns.
So now the football, or was it five?
It was five.
Yeah.
It was five.
Ball is now at the 28-yard line, first down and 10, Bulldogs. Wide to the right side, Crew Galicia, who just got the interception a moment ago. Wenzel hands the ball to Lamb. Uh-oh, nothing going. Lamb once again met up in there with Caleb Offner, all 288 pounds of him. You'd think they would maybe not try to run at Caleb anymore, because
you know,
that doesn't work out well for him.
And sometimes it's tough keeping him out of the backfield. There's a lot to block there.
288 pounds and a senior, Caleb Offner just bull rushes his way into that backfield, and he's there waiting for the running backs. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go now with the football. Near the 27-yard line is where they'll spot it. 10:35 to play in the football game. Auburn on top, 34-0. Galicia, the wide out, wide receiver split wide to the right. In motion from right to left goes Jones. They turn, hand the ball to Lamb. Lamb runs off the left side. He's inside the 25-yard line. Fights his way down to about the 24, a gain of 4 on the carry. And it'll bring up third down and 6 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Tackled by that freshman, Kaysen Davis, there for the Tigers. And, you know, one thing about it, with that depleted roster, a lot of young guys getting a lot of experience tonight for the Tigers.
Auburn on top, 34-0 here, under 10 minutes to go in this homecoming tilt in Auburn. Next week, the Auburn Bulldogs on the road at Fairbury. You'll hear that on Sunny 101.3. Fall City on the road at Syracuse. I'll have that game here on KTNC. Brenton Wenzel, the quarterback, puts Lamb in motion to the right. Wenzel turns, gives the ball to his running back. Running off the left side is Jones, or check that, Brown, rather. You'd think with names like Brown and Jones, I could keep them straight, wouldn't you?
Cottle there on the stop for the Tigers. It'll bring up a fourth down here for Auburn. We know that they don't have, they've struggled in a kicking game this year, so likely to go for it here.
Well, Brown's got the football down to the 21-yard line, where it's fourth down and 3. Clock continues to run with 9 minutes, 13 seconds to go in this homecoming tilt. Bulldogs in command as they come over the ball. It's on the left hash mark. Auburn's moving from left to right, from north to south. Fourth down, 3 yards to go at the 21-yard line. Wenzel has the snap. He rolls to his right. He's going to throw to the right, and the pass falls incomplete. Did somebody get a hand on that, maybe?
It had to have. That pass ended up about 5 yards short of the receiver.
I think it was tipped as he let go of it. It falls incomplete. The Bulldogs will turn it over on downs, and the Tigers will have the football. They'll begin this drive first and 10 from their own 31-yard line with 8:52 to play in the football game. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight alongside Dylan Henricks. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. As the Tigers take over the football, Jacoby Bangert will be the quarterback as Blakely Sells is sitting on the bench across the way. Banker's easy to find with those pink socks. He turns, gives it off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson tried to spin out of a tackle, got away, then runs off to his right. Some pretty tough running under there by Jayden Wilkerson.
Tackled by Caleb Cover there for the Bulldogs. And Wilkerson, shifty. He, you know, he's fast, and he can cut any which way.
Gain of only a yard after all that effort. Puts the football out to the 22-yard line, where it'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. Clock continues to run with 8:25 to go in the ballgame. Wide receivers to each side of the field now. Wide to the right side goes Bowdy Jones. Jacoby Bangert is in the shotgun with Wilkerson set behind him. Bangert calling his starting cadence. Has the snap, gives to Wilkerson right up the middle. Wilkerson squirts forward. He's got the football across the 25, out to about the 26, but it's still going to bring up third down and 5 yards to go for the Tigers with under 8 minutes to go. The clock running 7:53 on our game clock. Again, the score 34-0. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers here in this 2025 homecoming matchup.
Fall City, three of their last four possessions have ended in an interception, so you've seen them kind of go to the run here just a little bit, you know, try to maybe set up something with the passing game.
Third down and 5 from the 26-yard line. Wide to the left comes Bowdy Jones, set in a slot. Two running backs set back there this time with Jacoby Bangert as he calls the starting count. Bangert has the snap, a high snap. He went up and got it. Now Bangert's under pressure. They're giving chase. Bangert throws the ball downfield. Intercepted. Galizia with his second interception of the night. At the 30. Inside the 30, the 25. At the 20. He's at the 15. The 10. The 5. And he'll take it all the way for the touchdown. Drew Galizia with a 32-yard return of an interception for the touchdown.
And that's three straight possessions with an interception for Fall City. A one-play drive that ended in an interception, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, an eight-play drive that ended in an interception. That one just three plays and an interception return for a touchdown.
So the Bulldogs have now opened up a 40-0 lead. They're going to line up here and go for two this time. No, they're waiting for the holder.
Not every day it's the holder you're waiting on.
Cameron Becker standing out here saying, hey, we're missing somebody here. In to hold for him will be Wenzel. Ball is down. Becker's kick is up. A low line drive, and he got it through there. Kick is good, and the score goes 41-0. We'll take a 30-second break.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Auburn. Well, it's time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Drew Galizia, his second interception of the night. This one he returned 32 yards for the touchdown. Cameron Becker kicked the conversion. And Auburn has opened up a 41-0 lead with 7:06 to play in the ballgame.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Fall City and Auburn. Call Todd Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Cameron Becker has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, ready to come forward. Tanner Jackson on the near side, Wilkerson on the far side. Jackson will field the ball. It goes off his fingertips. The ball bounces forward, and the Bulldogs have the football. Jackson bobbled it as he tried to field that kickoff, and getting on the fumble recovery there for Auburn was Carson Levine. Levine, the senior lineman, fell on the football, and boy, when it rains, it pours here for the Fall City Tigers. The roof has caved in now on the Tigers.
That's now the fifth turnover on the night for Fall City, and a costly one gives Auburn another short field here. We do have a running clock rule in place with the score being 41-0 here in the fourth quarter. 6:51 left in the game.
So Carson Levine gives the Bulldogs possession of the football at the 40-yard line of the Fall City Tigers, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see some clean white jerseys in here right now. It looks to me like most of the starting offense is over on the sideline right now for the Auburn Bulldogs.
And for Fall City, you know, with only 20 guys, it's going to be a couple of starters that are in there.
Help me out with IDing as many of these players as we can there. I see 52 Cameron Becker still in there. He's been doing a lot of the kicking. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by Auburn to talk this over. 6:19 to go in the ballgame. It's 41-0. Bulldogs on top. We're back in a half a minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to our KTNC Game of the Week, brought to you by F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus.
41-0 your score. Auburn on top with 6:19 left to play and a running clock here in this homecoming tilt. Looks like a lot of clean jerseys out there now on offense. We'll try and ID as many of these Bulldog players as we can. Isaiah Moyer is out there. Also on the field, Gavin Vincent is out. Pick up who the quarterback is on the snap. Oh, the ball goes over the quarterback's head. He'll have to go back and chase after. Tigers have the football. Tigers have the ball. The quarterback was Blake Swanson. He didn't have a chance at that snap. It went way over his head. Who got the recovery?
Well, looked like for Fall City on the recovery was number 76, Brock Neidfeld, I believe, is who had the recovery there. But just a bad snap, and you know when you come in and you're kind of reared up and ready to go, it's your first chance, you know, maybe at varsity action this year. I'm not surprised to see
Nothing Blake Swanson could do about that. That was so far over his head. He could have had a six-foot step ladder and would have still had a tough time going up to get it.
Quick scoring update from down in Fall City. Elwin Murdoch leads the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 24-8 after one quarter of play.
All right, 6:10 to go here with a running clock, 41-0. Bulldogs leading the Fall City Tigers. Fall City, we mentioned, only came down here with 21 players, so they weren't even too deep.
And Wessel's hurt, now you're down to 20.
Let's see what we've got here. I believe we're still going to see Jacoby Bangert at quarterback. There's no third stringers to put in. Bangert has the snap. He turns, gives the ball off to the running back, running to the right side with a little running room inside the 40. Carrying the ball there was Brandon Collier. Collier just a freshman. So we're going to start seeing some freshmen out here now in some clean white jerseys. One thing I do notice, Caleb Offner, 288 pounds, is still out there clearing the way for these backup running backs.
You know, and I think that's partly due to, I think when I was watching warm-ups, Fall City only had six or seven linemen, so only two you can bring in.
Second down and 2 yards to go, the football at the 40-yard line. Jacoby Bangert, the quarterback. See who the setback behind him is. Bangert calls his starting count, gives to his running back to the right side. He's got room inside the 30, inside the 20. Carrying the football there for Fall City was Brandon Collier, again, a freshman, 157-pound freshman. He takes the football all the way down inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line.
And for Fall City, really great running here for Brandon Collier. He's pretty shifty and running hard late in the game here.
He's getting a chance to show his wares here in varsity competition. The ball is now at the 13-yard line, first down and 10. Bangert is the quarterback. Collier is the running back. Sitting to his left is Gavin Bauer now. They turn. They give it to Collier again. He decides to run to his left side. He's going to be hit and dropped near the 12-yard line. Maybe got a gain of a yard or so, not any more than that. Clock continues to run as we near the four-minute mark, 4:07 to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual team scoring here and how it went. That'll be coming your way as part of our post-game show.
Isaiah Moyer on the stop there for the Bulldogs. Pretty good job of not letting Collier get to the outside.
Total domination back at Penn State tonight. Nebraska leading set 3, 13-6. They won the first two, 25-6, 25-15. That is a surprise to me tonight. All right, quarterback Jacoby Bangert two running backs set behind him. Brandon Collier, they turn, give the ball off. Running into the end zone for the touchdown is Gavin Bauer. Bauer's going to take it in from 12 yards out. A 12-yard touchdown run by Gavin Bauer.
And they ran right behind Hoffner there, and there was a huge hole. I don't think anybody was within, you know, 5 or 6 yards of Bauer.
3:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Tigers are on the board, and now we'll have the try for the conversion. See who we got in there to kick it. Handling the kicking will be Gavin Bauer. Bauer to kick. Try for the extra with 3:29 to go. 41-6 your score. We wait for the snap from center. There's the snap. The ball is placed. The kick is on the way. The kick is up. And the kick is no good. Wide to the left. Did not get it. The score stays 41-6 with 3:29 to go. We're back in half a minute.
You're listening to High School Football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After that last load comes out of the field, the last thing you want to worry about is financing. That's where F&M Bank comes in. Our ag experts make it easy so you can focus on what matters most while we help set your operation up for success. From seed to harvest and everything in between, trust the local ag loan experts at F&M Bank. Stop by and talk with one of our experienced loan officers today. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap.
Now, that scoring drive took just 4 plays to go 48 yards. It was capped off with a 12-yard touchdown run by Gavin Bauer. We got to mention, though, that Brandon Collier had a couple of nice runs in that drive. Score coming with 3:29 to go in the ball game. The conversion failed. Our score now at 41-6. Bulldogs on top, and Fall City getting ready to kick it away here.
A big thanks to our scoring drive sponsor this year, Farm Bureau Financial Services of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha and Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
Gavin Bauer will handle the kickoff duties. He has the ball teed at the 40-yard line. We'll see who the deep men are back here. Returning for the Bulldogs, Bauer comes forward. Here's his kick. It's going to be a short end-over-ender. The ball bounces at the 20, now chasing back after it and picking it up and going out of bounds with the football is Lane Jones. Got a flag down here.
Looked like he maybe let it go out of bounds. Man, it didn't until the very last minute go out of bounds if it did, but ooh, that was close and risky.
How many times do you see a kickoff squib out of bounds at the 5? They have the option of taking the football out here at the 35-yard line, and I would assume that's what they're going to do. 3 minutes, 27 seconds left in this homecoming tilt here at Auburn High School.
Quick scoring update from over in Fairfax. Mound City leads East Atchison 36-14 at halftime. That game live on Sunny 101.3 in our Mead Lumber game of the week.
When we wrap this one up, if you'd like to listen to some 8-man Missouri football, join our buddy John Nixon and Troy Nelson, I believe, over there with him. Here we go. First down and 10 at the 35-yard line for the Auburn Bulldogs. We'll pick up who the quarterback is. It's going to be Swanson. He pitches the ball back to his running back, trying the left side. Not a lot of running room there. Carrying the football for Auburn was Riley Sears. Sears, a freshman running back.
You know, and it'll be some good experience here for Auburn because of Fall City's lack of depth. There's a lot of starters still in here for Fall City, so you're going up against first stringers here, the second or third string player.
There's Isaiah Moyer back onto the field. Jeremiah Slangy is out there. Three wide receivers to the left side now. Blake Swanson, the sophomore quarterback, sits in the shotgun formation. Swanson calls his count. He's got the snap. He wants to roll. Throws the ball out to the left side. The pass is going to be complete and caught. Receiver gets away to the 40, down the sideline to the 45, and then taken down near the 48-yard line. Making the catch there for the Bulldogs, that was Gavin Vincent. Vincent, a sophomore, made the reception. Gives the Bulldogs first and 10 now at their own 48-yard line.
Great job there for Vincent, too. He was really close to the sideline. Not only did he break the tackle and avoid the tackle, but he also managed to pick up the first down.
Bringing the play in from the sideline here, Ryan Fogarty into the lineup. Fogarty quickly runs out, brings the play in. under 2 minutes to go. Again, stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give you a rundown there. 1:44 to go in this one. Blake Swanson is in the shotgun formation, has a single setback, turns, hands the ball off to his running back, who's hit and tackled immediately. Carrying the football that time for the Bulldogs was Barrett Rademacher, just a freshman.
A stop there for Fall City. Carson Simpson, also a freshman. And for Fall City, you kind of have to like the opportunity to get some young kids in here. Because of their lack of depth, they're not able to have a JV season. So for some of these players, they don't get in any game action unless it's towards the end of these games.
That's a lot of practice with very little reward when you're in that situation. Second down and 11 from the 47-yard line of the Bulldogs. As Blake Swanson looks over a five-man defensive front, Swanson's got the ball, wants to throw. Here's the pressure. Swanson's going to run with the football, going downfield to the right. The receiver makes the attempt out of bounds. The intended receiver was Colt Zentner, but Colt was a good 3 to 4 yards out of bounds when the football came down.
Tell you what, Blake Swanson, though, not a bad pass. You know, if you're watching this as a Bulldog fan and you're like, oh, next year, you know, once Brenton's gone, I think you'll be in decent hands with Swanson.
Incompleted pass, but the clock continues to run. We're down to 25 seconds. Bulldogs will probably get off another play here. Third down and 11 at their own 47-yard line. Blake Swanson brings the Bulldogs up to the line of scrimmage, puts a wide receiver to the right. That's Riley Tanner out here to the right side. Receiver set in a slot to the right. It's a spread formation. Swanson calls his cadence. He has the snap. Swanson gives to his running back. Oh, nowhere to go. Carrying the football was Robert Kalen Jr., a freshman. And Kalen smothered as time expires. There's your ball game. Your final score tonight, it'll be the Auburn Bulldogs 41 and the Fall City Tigers 6. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show after this two-minute break. You're enjoying high school football on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Invite you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Farmers know you need more than seed and feed to grow your business. It takes dedication, insight, and a willingness to work hard. And it takes Frontier Bank. From real estate loans to expand your operation, equipment financing to boost your output, livestock, and operating loans. Frontier Bank has the people to help. Stop by or schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to our KTNC Game of the Week, brought to you by F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus.
Well, let's take a look at how the scoring went in tonight's contest. Pretty much all Auburn until the very end there. The Bulldogs scored with 1:56 to go in the first quarter to go up 7-0. In the second period, they put up two more touchdowns, one on a 4-yard run by Draven Lamb, and then a 69-yard pass play, Brenton Wenzel to Tabor Rademacher, and with 1:21 to go in the first half, suddenly it was 21-0. In the third quarter, two more scores for the Bulldogs, a three-yard run by Draven Lamb and a 12-yard run by Tabor Rademacher pushed the score up to 34-0. Then in the fourth quarter, Drew Galicia made his second interception of the night, returned it 32 yards for a touchdown. Cameron Becker kicked the conversion, and the Bulldogs were up 41-0 in this homecoming contest. Tigers did get on the board, though, with 3:29 to play in the fourth quarter. A 12-yard touchdown run by Gavin Bauer capped a four-play, 48-yard drive. The conversion failed. Your final score tonight, 41-6, the Auburn Bulldogs with the win over the Fall City Tigers. With that win, Auburn moves now to 4-2 on the year. The Fall City Tigers drop to 2-4 on the year. Fall City Tigers drop to 1-5. 41-6, your final tonight here at Auburn.
You know, and for the Bulldogs, a team that we knew was challenged the first four games of the season, and they got here in district play, and man, they're playing a lot better. They're getting healthier, which a lot of teams don't do, but they're also playing a lot better as well.
We mentioned it is homecoming. We want to one more time tell you about the homecoming royalty here. Lexi Jansen is the homecoming queen for 2025. Carlito Holthus is the king here at Auburn High School. Don't forget, next week we'll have Auburn on the road at Fairbury. That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. Here on KTNC, I'll have the Fall City Tigers on the road taking on the Syracuse Rockets. That's what's coming up next week. Again, tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Husker football, 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the pregame show at 1 o'clock here on KTNC.
And speaking of Fairbury, Jeff's still leading Wilbur Claytonia 6-3 in the second half there. You know, if Fairbury would manage to pull that one off, that'd be an interesting game for Auburn. Fairbury sitting at 1-1 in the district and Auburn at 2-0.
We've been keeping tabs on Husker volleyball for you also. They won set number one, 25-6. They took set number two, 25-15.
And it looks like they took set number three, 25-13.
An incredible performance tonight by Danny Buzzboom, Kelly's Cornhusker ladies. I did not see that one coming. So tomorrow night they travel to Rutgers. I think that's a 6 o'clock match at Rutgers. Don't forget again, Husker football tomorrow here on KTNC. If you can't make it up to Lincoln, the Peru State Bobcats are at home for their homecoming. They've got a 2 o'clock kickoff with Clark University. And there's just lots of sports all around southeast Nebraska. Fun time of the year. We had a good time here this evening. The win for the Auburn Bulldogs, 41-6. Your final thoughts here, Dylan?
You know, for Auburn, happy homecoming. You know, you played really well. 41-6 you got, you know, took care of business against a Fall City team that is depleted. And, you know, it's a Fall City team that's having to play some young guys that wouldn't normally get to play. You know, you're missing a couple of starters. So, you know, for Fall City, really the rest of the season is going to be about keeping your head up, playing hard. There are still wins out there. You know, you're going to play Fairbury. You're going to play Syracuse as well. So a couple of wins out there for Fall City. But for Auburn, you know, you are sitting at 2-0 in district play now. And I know you don't want to look ahead too far, but, you know, you beat Wilbur. You beat Fall City here. You have that game with Syracuse coming up. That'll be a big one down the road.
All right. Well, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Dylan Hendricks here in the broadcast booth at Auburn, and for Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 41 and the Fall City Tigers 6. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network.